Smart Talk is produced by WITF as part of our mission to deliver relevant, high-quality programming. Support comes from Capital Blue Cross, which shares WITF's commitment to being a trusted resource in our communities. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering a broad range of cardiac and vascular treatments in our community. More information is available at upmc.com/centralpaheart.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. Welcome to Smart Talk. I'm Scott Lamar. Many school boards across the country, including here in central Pennsylvania, have been called on to take certain books out of school libraries. Often the complaints are that the books are obscene with too much sex, the books contain stories of same-sex relationships, or that they promote racial stereotypes or are critical of a race. When the book Me and Earl and the Dying Girl was challenged in Elizabethtown, a group of women formed Freedom Readers, a club to read banned books and eventually provide reviews or summaries on their Facebook page. I spoke with Freedom Readers Judy Grove, Liz Lewis, and Becky Hostetler.
Judy Grove, tell me how you formed Freedom Readers.
We actually started as a kind of offshoot of the school board candidate that was pushing to have some books banned from our libraries, the school libraries, one of which was To Kill a Mockingbird, and that pretty much floored a lot of us, and so we decided to start a banned book club, and it's been going strong ever since the beginning of the year, and our first book to read was To Kill a Mockingbird, and we actually approached that as more older women, because most of us read it when we were in high school, and just trying to see what actually was the objection to that book. That was very difficult. We are now reading, I think we've read probably about 20 books, that most of them are young adult books. At this point, there's only been one book that's been challenged at the Elizabethtown School District, and that's Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, which we've all read. And it definitely has some objectionable language in it, but it also has a very good message.
What was your purpose? What did you want to do with these books that you were reading?
Actually, I don't know if we had a purpose other than to just give our opinion. We did speak at a school board meeting and advise the school board that we had formed and that we were there if they needed us to be able to give them some backup, some support, because they're really taking an awful lot of heat on this whole subject. I think we're going to be publishing reviews on some of these books, or anybody can actually get on our Facebook page and we can talk about them.
Talk about that. You want to publish reviews, maybe summarize the story. Why are you choosing to do that?
Well, we're not actually going to publish them. We're going to give our opinions because we don't feel that the majority of the people that have read this book have actually read this book, because we have challenged some of them, and they're basically attacking the language, which, if you are a 17-year-old child, I think this is almost commonplace language. It wasn't when I was that age, but most of us feel that this is locker room talk, and that was basically where it was coming from, that book. And we have, the kids actually have access to anything they want to read at this point with their internets, their phones. They don't really need to go to a library to check the book out.
Liz Lewis, you're a former social studies teacher. As a teacher, as an educator, let's face it, the last couple of years, there has been a movement across the country to ban some books, or at least limit the books that some students can take out of the school library. Overall, what do you think about that?
I think it's a bad idea to allow a few people to make decisions for all people. Most schools have in place some form of an opt-out policy that allows parents to opt their children out of books that are flagged by the school library. And that's their decision, but in my mind, they have no right to opt other people's children out by having books banned. So I'm totally opposed to any form of banning literature carte blanche.
A lot of these books are considered classics. Does the good outweigh the bad in your mind?
Yeah, I don't think it's a question of good and bad in the content of the book. I think it's a question of trying to limit all people's access to books that some people find objectionable. They can limit their own children's access or their own access. If you don't want your child to read a book, tell them they can't read the book. If you don't want to read it, don't read it yourself. But to infringe on my child's rights is another matter to which I completely object.
Now, they probably would turn that around and say that you're infringing on their rights as parents to control what their children see.
That doesn't make any sense to me. If the book is available in a library and a parent can simply sign an opt-out form, that takes care of their needs within their family. They have no business trying to take care of my needs and my family.
Jim, what would you say to those parents? You know, I know that they've said there are passages in some of these books that are obscene, a lot of sexual material, racial material. I don't want my child, I don't think other children should be reading those things too. What do you say to them?
I would like parents to take this as an opportunity to actually have real conversations with their kids. I'm hopeful. We kind of have a template for a book review and talking about what people might find objectionable, but I would like to also continue that with questions for each book that parents could use to talk to their kids, because, I mean, maybe I'm idealistic, but I think that any book that kids read can be an opportunity for learning. And if parents object to a book, then that's an opportunity for them to share their views with their child. So I don't see that there's any harm in reading just about any book.
What do you say, and I'm sure there are people out there who would say that your group, the Freedom Readers, that a bunch of liberals who have gotten together and decided that, you know, my child or anyone should be able to read whatever they want to, no matter how bad the language or what message it puts out there. What do you say to people like that?
I say that they can find a lot worse on the internet, on their phones, from their friends. Our past president made locker room talk a real positive. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with looking at vocabulary that's used probably in every high school hallway and saying, okay, let's look beyond that to look at the theme of the book.
You know, as a former administrator, principal, educator, what's kind of ironic is that just a few maybe even months ago, if you would go to your typical school board meeting, there may be one or two people from the public there. Since students have been wearing masks, so maybe I should go back 2 years, it's not unusual to see a full auditorium of parents. And they're saying that I'm the parent of this child, I should have more rights, I should have more say in their education. We have candidates for office who are running on that platform. That is one of their major platforms, that parents will have more say in their children's education. First of all, as an administrator, you probably would have liked to have seen more people at your meetings, but it seems like the whole tenor has changed toward education.
First of all, I don't think it's just the tenor towards education. I think we have become, there's a segment of our society that does not trust expertise. And I don't understand that, because we go to experts, we go to doctors, we ask mental health people what to do when our child is cutting herself. We find out what to do when the car doesn't work. And I don't understand the idea that experts don't exist in every field. And I think experts definitely exist in education. We are all trained professionals. I mean, we spent many years in school learning how to be an educator. We know how to develop curriculum. Well, public education is really the great equalizer of our nation. And that's what ensures that we have a democracy. And I think, honestly, that the people who are attacking this are really attacking public education rather than books individually. And I think the goal is to do away with public education.
Are they attacking democracy?
I believe they are attacking democracy, yes.
Judy Grove, we only have a few more minutes left. I want to thank all three of you for being with us today. So ultimately, what do you want Freedom Readers to do?
Actually, just get people to understand that this is an opportunity for them to have discussions with their kids. If they don't like the books, I don't approve of some of the books that are out there. I was appalled at Hunger Games, but then I'm also the generation that read Nancy Drew. So that's a big difference. But I think we as a group need to just be there to support the community, support the teachers. I think it's important that we're at school board meetings, and we are, to let them know that we do support the whole idea of public education, because I do feel Becky is correct in this. This is sort of an undermining of that.
Thank you very much.
I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a great day.